In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Today is the day that presidential candidates have to report their fundraising totals for the first quarter of the year. President Trump's campaign raised $30 million, bringing its total cash on hand to $41 million, which is unprecedented for an incumbent president so early in a campaign. Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont has raised $18 million this year. Senator Kamala Harris from California took in $12 million. And Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has raised $6 million. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more on how much those numbers matter this early in the race.
With more than 15 confirmed candidates and several maybes, Democrats are just fighting to stand out. Who's ahead in the fundraising sweepstakes at this point isn't that important, says Brendan Glavin, a data analyst with the Campaign Finance Institute.
It's more about candidates establishing themselves, that they can raise money, shows that they can maintain a campaign that can compete with the other candidates.
And ultimately with President Trump, who's never really stopped campaigning. In the first 2 years of his presidency, he raised more than $67 million for re-election.
At this point, it's kind of comparing apples to oranges.
Aaron Sherb with the public interest group Common Cause says Trump pretty much has the Republican field to himself.
He might face one or two primary challengers, but for the most part, he has the full Republican Party fundraising apparatus behind him.
And once the full Democratic apparatus gets behind a nominee, the real money race begins. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.